Please enter your pack number at the tone. Your call is being processed.
Hello?
You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Leslie Maurer.
An inmate at
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. You sound like you're in a tunnel.
Oh, I was downstairs in the pantry, and I'm walking back upstairs because I was going to go pick up something to eat, and now I changed my mind. Now I want to go upstairs, sit down on the couch, and talk to you.
Okay. So, how have you been?
Oh, pretty good today. We had a really long meeting with Jamie and Laura and LaDonna and Shari, and they came over. It was so fun.
Was it?
Cutest girls in the world.
Oh, they are. They're just darling all
They're darling. And they're all just, they just enjoy each other's company a lot. So we spent, oh gosh, 2 hours today.
Was Laura there too?
Oh, yeah. Laura's there with her short hair. She looks like a boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm just so mad at her because she cut her hair.
She cut her hair off. Did you find out about the second chance?
Yes, I left it. They have it in front of a vote today, or then they still haven't got the results of the vote. So, and I looked everywhere to get, you know, results of the committee's recommendation, and there's nothing on the internet yet. I emailed the link.
Did you read anything about it? Did it say anything about 60? Because Betty said there it doesn't.
Yeah, I read everywhere about the second chance. It had nothing to do with 60 that I could find anywhere.
No, she said that it absolutely did not. So I didn't know, but I've heard that it did. I just didn't understand.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes it more clear because I read about the second chance act, and it wasn't about 60.
No, it's about a lot of other things.
Yeah, and but I'm now that you said that, maybe I've got to read, you know, a different part of it or something, because I
it's
maybe,
just about getting the people getting out and going and do it. But there was two parts to it, and I didn't know what the other part was. Everybody's saying, yeah, older people. It didn't specifically say 60, but first-time offenders, that's the elderly, and I just wondered.
Okay, well, then that makes it more clear, because when I read through the whole thing, I didn't see the word 60 anywhere. So now I'm going to read it again.
Elderly. Look up elderly on it.
Yeah, I'm going to look up elderly or senior or something. I just couldn't find a 60. So maybe I'm reading it wrong. Maybe I got to read it differently. So
no, it's okay. It's just I want to be told by the attorneys when they come on Friday. I hope that they've read it and can explain it to me.
Yes. Well, today is what, Wednesday? It's Hump Day.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my heavens. I just left you.
Yes, you did.
And it's already halfway to the next week. Gosh.
And it can't get here soon enough. I'm just sad today.
Oh, my heavens. Are you really?
I'm just sad.
Oh, I'm sad that you're sad. I just keep myself so gosh darn busy today. I didn't leave the house all day today. All I did was work in the basement with LaDonna. We got three more letters from you, actually two, and one was to somebody else. I can't remember who it was. And so we read all your letters and put them all away. And actually, you didn't instruct us to do too many things today. I think there was one thing that you instructed me to do, and that was...
Well, I tell you, everybody that wrote me letters, and that means for you to write them something for me.
Yeah. Those ones that write to you, they get return letters. If they don't write to you, they don't.
Right.
You asked me to write... One of the things you asked me, which I highlighted in yellow, was go ask JJ and see if Suzanne was living in the basement or to tell you the truth or something. And so LaDonna was instructed to go do that today. So
did I write a letter to JJ?
No.
Okay.
No. No, it wasn't to JJ. You had one.
I haven't written for so long. I don't know when you're ever going to get another letter.
I got a letter today from you, so there you go. I got one. And then the other one was a letter that had a bunch of stuff. Oh, it was Bob's return letter. That's what it was. And you had all your replies on it. I read.
This call is from a federal prison.
Me so ill, I couldn't read the other half of the letter.
Oh, it was horrible. I told you it was horrible. It made me so sick.
I couldn't even finish it.
Oh, it's so horrible. Horrible
so,
letter.
I'm thinking maybe I'll read the other half tomorrow or something. I don't know. But you had some comments in there, and I was reading it, and I was just going, oh, my heavens, you didn't do that. Oh, my heavens,
he didn't do that. He did. It's over between us. He made a very, very serious, horrible mistake.
Well, anyway, so we did that this morning. J.J.,
You talk to him about me. Don't you discuss anything about me.
No.
Just if he asks how I'm
doing. Well, I tell him you're mad at him. I can't say that you're not.
No, don't.
Well, I can't
Please
say.
Please don't.
Well, okay.
I'm asking you not to.
All right, I'll tell him that I've been instructed not to talk to him.
About me.
Well, yeah, about you.
You're welcome to talk to him.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Because tell him that was the problem. And you have been instructed that you absolutely cannot discuss or disclose one thing about me or anything that I say to you.
All right.
Because that's what got us all in hot water. And so that, therefore, he's to know nothing of our personal relationship and what we discussed together as husband and wife. End of story.
Good. I talked to Barry today. He came over. He was really happy. He told me the story of Suzanne.
Was Suzanne living in his basement?
He never told me that part. I mean, it's amazing how I kind of asked the question a couple of times and he never answered it. He just kept me telling me
that
he's really, you know, he really appreciated and Suzanne was his best friend and, oh, my heavens, I just couldn't believe all the nice things he said about her. And so, he was just telling me how everybody his family cried at the funeral, and they were so sad, and they sang songs, and I can't even believe that Jamie's kids went to the funeral, let alone cried at it. I guess they must have known Suzanne pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, it's just terrible. That whole thing just makes me want to vomit.
Oh, the little children said that Suzanne was their second mother.
Oh my.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So. They must have been living there together, doing whatever girls do.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems so weird. I'll tell you, if Tom ever moved in with me or us, I would die. I can't imagine an ex living with us.
No.
That's
the sickest thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life. That's ridiculous.
And then, or even having
Have you heard anything about him?
Yes, but I've got some reports to tell you on Friday, and it's
all bad.
You know, bad for you know it's.
But bad for him.
Yeah. So I'm actually meeting with my friend tomorrow at 7 a.m. Go figure that out.
Oh, I love it.
7 a.m. in the morning, so I have to get up.
Talk about Derek and Tommy as well, because evidently they've been talking to him.
Okay, well, I'll do it.
And see
I have
what,
a 7 a.m. meeting, so.
See what they have to say.
Okay, that makes, yeah, I will. I'll try to expand them. I'll try to broaden the stroke.
Okay.
And try to include a lot more other people and see what happens.
Okay.
So, yeah, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, which you might
Well, he knows now. Nothing will leak out. Nothing is being said. Nothing is.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., so tomorrow night I should know more.
Jamie's working at Trevani.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And, right now, I loaded her up with so much work, I don't know how she can even get it all done. In fact, I gave her an incredibly big job of building the business plan, and she says she's going to do it. So there you go. I was really thrilled.
Okay.
She is. She asked me what chapters are in a business plan, and I told her, you know, what I expected in a business plan.
Well, show her the one I sent home that, give her that.
This call is from a federal prison.
As an outline. Make a copy of it and then give her that as an outline.
Yeah, but I want a pro forma statement and I want a
Well, you know, go use that as a guideline because that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a really concise one. I would rather have it more expanded.
Oh, yeah, it's very concise. It's just a, you know, 20-minuter.
Yeah. Well, so I did that and I've went to go see Wildlife today, and Wildlife sold the company last night to a company named Logitech.
Right.
So that is good for us. So the reason why it's good for us is because...
Well, do you want to leave everything in there, or do you want to take it out, or what do you want
to
do?
Oh, I need to take it out because I have run out of money, and I need them. I just, ironically enough, I was down to my last, I don't know, 300 or something, And I was wondering how I was going to pay the next bill on the ranch. And so this came in perfect timing.
Well, can't you? What do you mean you ran out of money? What about the money in personal
security?
And what about?
Well, I kind of promised you I wasn't going to take any more out of there, so I don't take any more out. I just spend the money that I have.
Take money. Use the money out of First Security, or, not First Security,
Chase.
Whatever. Yeah, Chase. And right. Take the money out of that other bank down in Central.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Use all that, for heaven's sake. What do you mean you promised me you weren't going to use that? That is what you have to live on and to pay all the bills.
Well,
that is your money to live on, Ken.
All right. Well,
I never told you that. Tell you that.
You never did told me. I said I promised you I wouldn't go into the securities unless I needed them.
No, so. You get in there.
Okay. Well, anyway, the reason why is because the cabin is, I instructed everyone to build the cabin, and so that has...
Yeah, this is for us. That money is ours,
for us.
And this is for us. No,
yeah.
You get in there. You take what you need.
All right. I will. So I took care of that today, and while I sold some shares, so I sold all my shares in Wildlife, or your shares too. I mean,
and
all
how
my
much?
Shares.
How much would it be?
It's going to come out to almost three.
Okay, well that'll be good. That'll help out, but then you know you need to dip and dip.
Yeah.
When and if and when you need to, it doesn't matter.
Three should last us at least another 6 or 7 months, as long as you know. I mean, I can't.
Oh
imagine.
Heck no! Whatever you need.
Well, at least 3 or 4.
I am not going to scrimp.
Well,
I am not. I don't have to.
I've instructed everyone to double their efforts on the ranch because I want it done by December now. So I've got double.
Why
is
that?
Because
it should be. It should be. They've really taken their time, and especially because I've been gone.
Well, no, they haven't taken their time.
I mean, half my people are working up on Tom's ranch.
Well, that's true. But
yeah. If they had their efforts just on mine, it'd be different.
Well, they're not the same company, but I suppose there's maybe...
Roundy?
Not Roundy. Roundy's not working there.
Who?
Roundy's only working at...
Who's Matt. Working up on Tom?
I don't know, but it's not Roundy.
You're the one that told me.
No, Roundy was asked to put a bid on, and he didn't put a bid on. He ended up bidding on Mackie's house, and he's building Mackie's house.
Oh, you're right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Pardon me.
And that's why he's splitting his employees into two, because half of them are at Mackey's and half
right.
of them.
Right. I knew that they were somewhere working.
Yeah. And Mackey's
done
now. Oh,
and that makes me sick about Mackey's. I wish that he hadn't have done that.
Yeah, well, he did. And now Mackey's in financial trouble, and now he built too big of a house, and oh, gosh. Who
Isn't
cares?
That the way it goes? Isn't that yeah. just absolutely the way it goes? I would hate to be a contractor.
Yeah, I know.
And have that always going on. What, have you heard any more about...
Oh, hi, JJ.
Golden Gate.
No, I haven't. I called Bart today, and he never called me back, but you know what? I should try calling him again tonight. But
JJ,
I'm not
JJ, I love him.
JJ, he loves you. Love her, too.
Asking if he's doing all right.
Are you doing all right, Jim? Are you hungry? Okay. You going out tonight? Are you going out tonight? Oh, well. Okay, well, he seems to be fine. I mean, he's a happy kid. Jim, are you a happy kid? Yeah, we're happy.
Is he going to play with Posh?
He's playing with Posh right now. He's patting her, and Posh is sitting on the couch, on top of the couch, and he's giving Posh a big kiss on the nose. So there you go.
Aww.
He loves Posh.
Oh, does Posh love him?
Yeah, Posh loves everybody. Gosh, I mean, everyone's jealous of Posh because I put him through the trick routine. They come over and I go, trick, 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 and everyone goes, gosh, he's smart. He's so smart, I don't even like my own dog anymore.
Shari loves Posh.
Shari was here for like 5 hours today. I just kicked her out literally 20 minutes ago. And Shari says to me, I'm too afraid to buy a Bichon because I'm afraid he'd never be as good as Posh.
It's Posh, just cute. So how's my mother?
Your mother is mad at me today. She can't find a light switch. She called up Jamie and LaDonna, and then she called me, and she says, please send an electrician because I can't find my switch. And I said, well, there's got to be a light switch there. You know, I'll send down Jamie. So Jamie went down to look for a light switch, and she can't find it. So now she wants me to hire an electrician, and I said, no, there's a light switch there.
You go find it then.
I'm going to. I'm going to go find it.
You go
down.
Find it. You eat first, and then you go find it. I've got beets. going.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sad. I may call you again tonight because I like talking to you. I'm sad.
Well, you've got lots of minutes this month. You know,
I do.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you, Dee Dee.
I miss you.
I miss you. We'll see you in 2 days.
Three.
3 days. Sorry. Bye-bye.